polls are just opening across Pennsylvania. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
There's lots of people who are still figuring out who they're going to vote for.
Dave McCormick hopes Republicans choose him as their nominee for Senate in a close race with Dr. Mehmet Oz, who has former President Trump's backing.
And while he and Oz have spent millions attacking each other in TV ads, Kathy Barnett surged to become a contender as well. Over the weekend, the likely Democratic Senate nominee, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, was hospitalized after having a stroke. He said he's recovering and still planning to win.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's also a closely watched Republican Senate primary in North Carolina and primary races in three other states today, Idaho, Kentucky, and Oregon. They're still grieving in Buffalo, New York.
He took away my mother and my best friend. How dare you?
Robin Harris's mother, Ruth, was one of those murdered by the white accused gunman in a supermarket Saturday. President Biden and the First Lady will go there today
to pay their respects to the 10 people killed and 3 wounded in Saturday's horrific shooting at a Buffalo grocery store. Investigators say the 18-year-old suspect researched local demographics and even studied the store before carrying out his attack. Police say he was targeting black shoppers in what's being described as a hate-filled, racially motivated attack.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Sunday's church shooting in Laguna Woods, California. California also being investigated as a hate crime. The Chinese-American gunman accused of targeting Taiwanese victims, killing one, injuring 5 before he was stopped by others in the church and tied up. Billionaire Elon Musk tweeted again early this morning. His deal to buy Twitter remains on hold. Musk wrote 20% or more accounts may be fake, and he can't purchase the social media sites
until it shows proof that only 5% of its accounts are fake spam. Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal says the company suspends more than half a million spam accounts a day and locks millions of accounts suspected of being fake weekly if they can't be verified by humans.
Ginny Cassola, America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
They seated a jury in one day in Washington, D.C., so this morning opening statements are set for a trial stemming from a special counsel's investigation into the origins of the Trump campaign Russia probe in 2016.
Former Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman is on trial, charged with lying to the FBI. 2 months before the 2016 election, Sussman reached out to the Bureau's head attorney. Sussman told FBI General Counsel James Baker he had information linking the Trump campaign to Russia via a Russian bank, but that information never panned out. Several media outlets ran with it, and the uncorroborated story of a Trump-Russia connection made headline after headline.
That's Fox's David Spund. A condemned killer won't be killed as planned in Georgia. Judge temporarily delayed the execution for Virgil Presnell for murdering an 8-year-old girl 46 years ago. It's another day for parents to search stores and online for more baby formula amid a shortage prompted by a recall.
Formula maker Abbott has reached a deal with the Food and Drug Administration to restart production at a large factory shut down after formula recalls in February. Federal health officials have been investigating safety problems at the Sturgis, Michigan plant. Even with production resuming, Abbott says it could take several weeks to begin shipping new product to stores. The FDA is also easing some restrictions on baby formula imports to help make up for a shortage that has left many shelves empty. and parents scrambling to find formula. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Gas prices at another record high this morning, with regular up another 4 cents. AAA's national average now $4.52 per gallon. For the first time ever, the price is over $4 in every state, over $6 a gallon now in California. On Wall Street, stocks could surge. Dow futures up about 400 points the day after a slight gain following 7 straight weeks of selling. But the NASDAQ lost another 142 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.